The Traveler's Journal, December 15th. Celebrating Beethoven's birthday in Bonn. 247 years ago tomorrow, Ludwig van Beethoven was born in a cramped room at the rear of a modest building on an alley in the town of Bonn, on Germany's Rhine River. The simple structure is the only remaining of several homes in which the young Beethoven lived before moving to Vienna in 1792 to study with Joseph Haydn. A century ago, the 12-room building became the Beethoven Museum. Renovated extensively, the museum's collection of Beethoven memorabilia ranges from the composer's viola and grand piano to his brass hearing aids, walking stick, and compass. One room contains the famous Bodmer collection, with Beethoven's work desk and hundreds of his handwritten letters and musical scores. In another room, there's a copy of the Heiligenstadt Testament, the 1802 document in which the composer first alluded to the agonies of his increasing deafness. Original scores include the Moonlight Sonata and Sixth Symphony. A detailed timeline puts the composer's life and works into perspective. There are many portraits of Beethoven, along with his family and friends. All of the splendid artifacts notwithstanding, the museum is also a reminder that great genius can spring from the most humble of origins. It's poignant, especially on an anniversary of Beethoven's birth, to pass through the doorway under his death mask and enter the low-ceilinged room where he first saw light. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.